You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win was 11-5. That's been enhanced to 3-1, and Mikel Antonio to score and West Ham to win was 9-2, boosted to 6-1. And I think the West Ham fans, Tom, will be fearing the sight of old boss Alan Pardew dancing down the touchline in this one, because different ends of the spectrum as far as form are concerned, these two teams. Palace unbeaten in 5 in the league, while in that period, West Ham have only picked up 1 point. And that pre-season optimism seems like a dim and distant memory for the Hammers. They are struggling at the moment, badly, Tom.
Yeah, you talk about things being a dim and distant memory. So Slaven Bilic's receding hairline. Have you seen him this week? He's gone away for the international break. He's come back with a full head of hair. and I don't know whether that, you know, whether he thinks that might be a good luck charm or it might change the omens. To be honest, I'm with Palace on this. I mean, I've been quite impressed with them over the last few games. Not to a point where I think Palace are back to maybe where they were the first half of last season, but I think that they sort of strike on that little bit of form. 11 points in the last 5 games. They're at home. And West Ham, this is their worst start to a season since 1988. They look devoid of ideas. Their creative players aren't producing, you know, on a consistent basis. Defensively, they do have a lot of injuries, and I think that is a major problem for West Ham. But I can't look past Crystal Palace here. And you've got to bear in mind, they've got a frontman, Palace, who's in incredible form. I mean, you don't score the kind of goals he was scoring in midweek in international football without being a good player. Oh, no, it was against Gibraltar, wasn't it? And he scored after 7 seconds. So, but Benteke is the one for me in this one. I just think West Ham are still feeling sorry for themselves. I don't know, when I'm looking down that squad of players, chaps, I just don't see where it changes for West Ham. I really don't. They're putting all their hope in Mikel Antonio, you know, from a crossing in the air, and hoping that Dimitri Payet does something spectacular. And, of course, he's capable of that. But I don't see Sacco, Ashley Fletcher, Zaza, Lanzini, Torres out injured, of course. But I just don't see anything in that squad. Whereas I'm looking at Palace and I'm seeing Benteke, whatever you think about him, he can score goals, and he has been doing in the last few weeks. He's got his mojo back. Jason Puncheon has created more chances than anybody else in the Premier League this season. Wilfred Zaha seems to have got over that Spurs move that was touted around at the beginning of the season. You know, he's playing well. I just think Palace are the play here, and I just take them plain and simple on the outright to win the game.
That enhanced odds offer, Christian Benteke to score and Palace to win, enhanced to 3-1, does look good. As Tom mentioned, did get that hat-trick against Gibraltar, being in good form in the league. And Derek, I think with Benteke, he's a confidence player, isn't he? When he's on, he's really on, but when he's off, he can stink the players out.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did at Liverpool for most of the time he was here. But in his defence, he didn't get a run of matches, and that's what he needed, I think. His form never merited a run of matches, to be honest. But he's hit the ground running at Palace. And everything Tom says is right there. Because, you know, I looked at this fixture, and you'll know me from many, many times saying this, Dave. I'm always prepared to oppose Palace at home when they're short odds.
Yeah.
And I should be backing West Ham at 11-4. But what Tom says is right. If you back West Ham at 11-4, you're taking it on trust that it will turn round for them. But I can't see it. I can't see where it's going to turn round for them. The void of confidence. The manager seems shot to bits. I just don't see a result coming for them. And especially against the Palace side, who are probably the informed team in the league at the moment. They're playing sensationally well. And you look down the list of personnel there. And I made a mental note to oppose Palace this season because I thought they were going to be struggling. But I'm wondering why now. I look down at that team sheet and the seasoned players, aren't they? The proper players. I've got to go for Palace here at 11-10.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey!
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.